1016, Ron Owens, KGO, Kamala Harris, Terrence Hallinan, Bill Fazio, all here in the studio. If you'd all put on your headsets, maybe we'll take a few calls, too. Start off with Larry. Larry, good morning. Welcome to KGO Radio.
Yeah, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good.
Yeah, look here. I want to just say this, that my son is a cop there in San Francisco, and he tells me all the time that, you know, they got cases and he busts his butt on the streets out there. And this Hallinan here, he won't prosecute nobody, you know. And every time they bring cases, they bring dope cases and narcotic cases and these different kind of things. But what ends up happening is he lets them go because he's so liberal. And then the citizens out there, they got the brunt, they got the burden of these criminals being let go. So my son was just telling me the other day that the sentiment around the police department is that, you know, the officers don't even feel like going to these calls, all emergency and stuff, because they say that the case ain't even going to be prosecuted no way.
Well, those are harsh charges, Terrence Hallinan.
Yeah, and they are favorite charges of the San Francisco Police Department, although all police departments knock the district attorneys because we have different standards and we have to reject certain cases they've brought to us. But I know the San Francisco Police Department, when they don't want to bother with a case, they just say the DA won't prosecute it. In fact, the reality is I have career prosecutors who evaluate cases as they're brought in. If they find the facts are there, we charge the case. Then after the case is charged, definitely my policies of diversion impact on the case. The
Terrence,
drug cases, for example, I have 3,000 felony diversion
cases.
You've
got too many excuses. You blame everybody. You blame the police department. You blame
Kim,
the juries.
I'm trying
you blame
to explain
asbestos
what I'm
in
doing.
The walls
I'm
of the
not,
Hall of Justice.
I'm not
the reality
making excuses.
Is you got to figure out where you fit into the problem. And the reality is that you do fit into the problem in a big way, because you are not doing what is necessary as the chief law enforcement officer to guide the criminal justice system, to help train the police department, to add assistance to those patrol
yeah,
officers.
I think you're both the problem,
you,
because you both work together, and if you're not part of the solution,
hey, I disagree
you're part
with
of the
you
problem.
Guys 100%.
Well, I mean, she
I'm,
worked for you, Terrence. She worked for you for two years.
She worked
years,
for me for a year and a half.
She
tried
one case.
One case. I was satisfied with the way she worked
correct.
For me. I'm not knocking it.
Terrence,
I was sorry she left, but she did. And hey, I am following policies that San Francisco citizens agree with. I'm tough on violent crime. I don't care what you say. Even you take the statistics in the Chronicle of Bill Wallace, violent crime rate increased by 38, conviction rate by 38% from 99 to 2001. On the other hand, it is true. I have 3,000 people on felony drug diversion. Those are all cases I'm going to lose.
Terrence,
but I think
the
people of San Francisco...
Of prosecution in the state.
I have
Terrence,
the lowest
if we
conviction
talk,
rate when you merge the drug cases I
but
dismiss,
your homicide conviction
discharge.
Rate is terrible. Your
the homicide conviction
rate
is 90%. The domestic violence conviction rate is 83%.
Last year,
you guys don't know what you're talking about.
The Daily Journal did an article when they said in San Francisco's after-trial conviction rate was 64% compared with Alameda, 98%. And Santa Clara.
That was on homicides for one year that you chose.
Before you guys all get bogged down in numbers, I'm curious about one thing. And doing a little bit of the research here, explain all three of this diversion thing, because I was unaware that if you got somebody and they would normally go to jail, but instead they're diverted to a drug program, that counts as a non-conviction?
That's a loss, because it's an arrest that comes in that doesn't go out as a conviction.
So one of you two, either Bill or Kamala, take that on, because that seems to be justifiable.
Well, Ron, what I say, when I ask him specifically about his conviction rate, I limit it to violent felonies. I talk specifically about rape and sexual assault of children, which I successfully prosecuted for years in the San Francisco District Attorney's Office. I talk about homicides, which I prosecuted successfully for 14 years. And I talk about domestic violence. I had one of the first-degree murder convictions of domestic violence in San Francisco's history, and was responsible for formulating that domestic violence unit. I talk about those kind of crimes, and for those types of crimes, there is no diversion.
My violent felony conversion rate is much higher than Arlo Smith's
all
office
I have to
when
say
you were
is
in.
Albert Flowers.
Too, remember?
Albert,
hang on, let
Albert Flowers. You know that case? That's the case where this guy out in 1998 stabbed his then-girlfriend 12 times, tortured her head in a closet. When Terrence's office finally charged the case sat around the office for 2 years. Then they let the guy walk with credit for time served. And predictably, he was out in the streets with his now girlfriend, burns her all over her body with a hot iron, tortures her with hot scissors.
You know, you have thousands of felonies.
You were at the office during that time, weren't you, sir?
I tried thousands of felonies. every year. For sure, you can find one case to pick on me. But Albert Flowers went through proper procedures. He was a young guy with no prior record who had been a star in the program. He stabbed a woman 12 times.
Don't you understand? You're not the public defender.
She hired an attorney to go with her to my chief of crimes against women, children, and elderly, who's now a judge, Susan Brielle. They pled with her. She agreed to give the guy 2 years in state prison. He'd spent almost all that time already, and it was a turnover. 5 years later, he does the same thing to another woman. He's now in jail with $2 million bail.
Can I just ask a question without knowing the specifics of the case? Just listening to all you guys argue here, 2 years for stabbing somebody 12 times? Doesn't that seem a little bit light?
It does. And they both were in the office at the same time.
It was stabbing in
Harris
the legs.
Harris was there, and Hallinan were there.
This was a difficult case that, to be honest with you, I didn't see. It was in the sex crimes detail. He stabbed his girlfriend 12 times in the leg. She was the mother of his child. We had one of these domestic violence cases are very difficult because very often the victim is under a lot of pressure. And in this case, she hired an attorney of her own. Came and appealed to us to overturn it, and it was overturned.
We've had 8 years of excuses.
Hey, you're finding one case to pick on. How about the thousands of other domestic violence cases I've locked people up in prison for?
It's a serious case, and there are a lot of serious cases out there, and you blame everyone except your own failure.
No, I'm just blaming you for picking on one case out of the thousands of cases that I tried.
We'll continue with the love fest on KGO right after this. Over.